Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And you're live here on Joy 99.7 FM. This is indeed Top Story. There's agitation tonight among staff of the Electricity Company of Ghana after the Ashanti East regional manager of the company, Mark Riafe, became a subject of police investigations. Mr. Riafe was invited by the Ashanti Regional Police Command over a decision to disconnect the Kumasi Technical University over a 1.2 million cedi debt. Now, Joy News understands an ECG task force from Accra had moved into the Ashanti regional capital last week on a revenue mobilization drive. They had disconnected the university and demanded they pay up what they owed. Now, the staff accused the Ashanti regional minister for threatening and causing the arrest of the ECG regional manager. And there's a bit more that we're hearing tonight, including the workers now determined to wear red armbands and demand immediate action against the regional minister over the arrest that happened last week, as the manager was in the process of helping the tax force execute his mandate of raising revenues, especially when they had identified the institution that was owing 1.2 million cedis, in this case, the Kumasi Technical University. And these are details you're beginning to gather over the last few minutes from the Ashanti regional capital. And thankfully, we can speak to the General Secretary of the Public Utilities Workers Union, Michael Nyantichi, who joins us on the line right now. Mr. Nyantichi, thanks for your time here on Top Story.
Yeah, good evening.
So can you confirm if indeed what we're hearing tonight indeed happened last week when one of your members was arrested?
Yes, indeed. This unfortunate incident happened. The general manager for ECG, Ashanti East, who is doing his legitimate work, had this unpleasant situation of being called by the police to come and make a statement in connection with the disconnection of power at the Kumasi Technical University.
And what was the reason? What did the police say was wrong with that action? Did they charge him with anything?
Well, when he got to the police station, according to the report we have received, the regional minister called the general manager and virtually threatened that he should reconnect the power that has been disconnected to the Kumasi Technical University. And the general manager explained that disconnection exercise was carried out by a team from the national level. So it wasn't something that was within his purview. And so if there is any intervention, it has to come from the head office level. But the regional minister did not accept the explanation, and rather indicated that he will call the police to arrest him for trying to create a public disorder. And true to his word, the general manager had a call in the night from the police that he should report. And by the time that he received the call, he felt that it wasn't appropriate for him to go to the police station at that ungodly hour. So he did indicate that he will come in the morning, which the police also agreed. So in the morning, he got to the police station, the Zongo police station, and then he was actually more or less asked to make a statement to the effect that the police said they are investigating a case which has come before them, and the complaint has been made that he has caused the disconnection of the technical university, which is trying to create public unrest. And so he was made to make an official statement and was giving a self-recognizance bill. And we feel that this is very unacceptable. This is somebody, a public servant, doing his official work. And this is not the way he has to be treated in a situation like this. And we think this is most, most unfortunate for a political authority, a whole regional minister, to take such an action against a public servant who is doing his legitimate job. And even the situation where he is not the one who had even caused the power to be disconnected. We think such situations should not be countenanced. It is a clear case of abuse of power, and we strongly condemn this kind of act by political office holders.
I have tried to get the regional minister at least to get his side of the story. I've not been successful just yet. I've left for him messages to this effect. Have you managed to get hold of the minister at all to try and find out what really happened, at least from his side?
No, we are not investigating the matter to hear his side of the story. This is the report we have received from our member, a staff of the ECD, and that is the report we are standing on. We are not an investigating body to go and ask the side of the regional minister. This is what we are putting out, and we intend to make a public statement on this issue. And we think that such as should not be countenanced. Especially in a democracy where people are doing their legitimate work, they should not be harassed and oppressed in this kind of manner. He has committed no offense for which he has to be asked to make a formal statement and to be given or granted a bill, whether it is on self-recognizance. We think this is an affront to the whole workers of the ECD. We strongly condemn this. If he had any explanation, he should put his side out. But from what we have received from our member, we find it very untenable.
You say the call that was placed to him was about the Kumasi Technical University and the disconnection that was obviously enforced there because they owed, from what I understand, 1.2 million. When this call was placed, did it force the ECG officials to restore power to the campus?
That was what the regional minister was directing the general managers to do. And he explained that the exercise that was carried out, which led to the disconnection of the technical university, was not done by his regional unit. And it was a team from the national level. So if there is any intervention, he has to call the head office or at the ministry level. But he will not understand any of this and try to use his coercive powers and call the police to virtually try to arrest the general manager. And we think this is unacceptable.
You've condemned it, and I, from talking to members of the ECG staff in the Ashanti, I get a sense that there's agitation. Some are even threatening that you should wear red armbands to show your disapproval of what happened. You are the leader of the group. What's the plan? What do you plan to do about this beyond the condemnation?
No, so we've been trying to calm our members down. We don't want this situation to escalate into any tension. We know the era that we are in, 2024. We are basically entering the political season. We don't want any hot issues coming out of this. So we want to put out a statement and draw the attention, especially of those who are wielding political power, that they need to be circumspect in the way they carry out their work. And then they should also know that public servants are doing their legitimate work. And for crying out aloud, everybody knows the effort ECG is making to also make sure that people who have consumed power, who paid for the electricity, PCG does not generate power. It buys the power from IPPs and other suppliers. So if consumers will not pay, how do they expect the company to be able to run? And when things are not going on, these are the same politicians who will turn around and say, ECG is not performing, so it should be given to private operator. You will not sit down and allow such things to fester.
You say your emphasis now is to get your members in the Ashanti region to stay calm. You think you can succeed in getting them to stay calm? Because I get this has become a pretty hot subject among members there, the ECG staff, who are seriously upset by what happened.
Yeah, I'm sure when we put out our statement, at least it will assuage some of the apprehension and the feeling. And we believe that the statement will go a long way to make members know that they are not alone.
I mean, the regional manager in question, where is he now? Is he required to return to the police to assist with investigations further?
When he gave his statement, he was granted bail, though on self-recognizance. But then the police did indicate if there is a need, they need to contact him. They will call him again.
Has he been contacted since?
No, this happened on Friday. As of now, I don't have any information whether he has been contacted again.
He would definitely get representation in terms of counsel from your end, wouldn't he?
Oh, if it gets to that point, that we think that this is not a matter that should get to that point. We believe that cooler heads should prevail, and this matter need not proceed further, because this is not any offense that required any kind of police process.
The Kumasi Technical University, have they now been restored with power now? Have they paid even a part of the 1.2 million cedis they owed?
Yeah, based on some discussions, they've paid some of the money, so they have been reconnected with power. And the balance has been scheduled for further payments.
Thank you very much. And that there is Michael Nyantichi. He's the General Secretary of the Public Utilities Workers Union. If you're just joining us, the Ashanti Regional East manager of the ECG was arrested last week, Friday. We're just hearing about it today after a task force from the ECG went into town to disconnect institutions owing it. One of the institutions they disconnected is the Kumasi Technical University, which owed the ECG 1.2 million cedis. They disconnected it. And as you've just been listening to Michael Nyantichi, who is the General Secretary of PUU, there was an intervention by the regional minister who chairs the Regional Security Council, following which the regional manager was then arrested. He is now on self-recognizance bail. We've tried to get some clarity from the regional minister. We haven't been successful just yet. Once we do, we'll bring you his side of the story on this subject that has left the ECG staff agitating in the Ashanti region. As you've heard there, the General Secretary of the PUU is saying that they're now asking and calling for calm among members of staff there of the ECG in the Ashanti region. And we stay in the Ashanti region, where this Wednesday, if all goes well, government will commission the controversial Ameri plant. You remember that very controversial plant? Yes, it was relocated from the south and is going to be serving the middle and northern belts. We're now hearing from the NDC side. You remember, they signed a controversial contract with the power generators Ameri to bring this plant into the country. A former power minister who signed this, Dr. Kwabena Donko, says he feels vindicated ahead of the commissioning.
I don't have a problem with the new nomenclature, except that the public should be told, there should be recognition that this is the Ameri plant being relocated. That is so important. so that the impression is not created in the minds of Ghanaians that this is a new plant. And for me, it absorbs some of us, especially those of us whose homes were raided because of this Ameri plant in 2017. It absorbs us because one of the arguments we made when we're bringing in the plant under President John Dramani Mahama was that because of its modular nature, it could be moved from place to place in the country to meet emerging needs in particular localities. And so this is the fulfillment of what we had envisaged, that yes, because of the modular nature, there are 10 units, each with 25 megawatt capacity. We can move them around to meet national demand. And let's also be fair, the decision to have generation in the central corridor is not an MPP decision. It's been something that has been on the drawing board, just as the need for another box supply point.
I've just been joined in the studio right now by my colleague, James Aveji. James, you've been to speak to Dr. Kwame Nadonko ahead of the commissioning. Mm. He also has some issues around the renaming of the Ameri Power Plant. Government is going to rename it the Kumasi One Thermal Power Plant.
Exactly.
What's his point on that?
He feels that renaming the plant would steal the original identity of the plant. In fact, he said that the VRA, which is the sole operators of this plant, could have come out earlier with this renaming issue and would have stated categorically that the plant they are renaming is actually the Ameri Power plant, so that it gives that kind of credence to the NDC who actually brought the plant into the country. And so if since that is not done earlier, it's still some credit from the NDC to the current government.
Yes, VRA is a state institution. VRA is neither NDC or MPP. The Ministry of Energy is a state institution. The minister may be a political appointee, but the ministry is a state institution. And we expect those state institutions to execute their mandate professionally. And that is why we say, look, VRA, the statement we are talking about, VRA now issuing a statement, I haven't seen it yet. But that statement ought to have been issued earlier. Okay. When they started putting the public domain, they were going to commission. That statement ought to have come with that, that this is the Ameri plant we have relocated to Kumasi area, and it will be rebranded us. That would have cured all that. If you don't do that, it creates the impression that you are taking credit for what you did not bring in that people ill-informed will think the government have brought in a new power plant.
And ahead of Wednesday's commission, there's some further controversy around this plant. From now, we're hearing from Dr. Baumia's manifesto committee responsible for energy. We're hearing from the chairman of the energy committee of Dr. Baumia manifesto committee, Kojo Poku, who is raising further issues about that plant and what it should have cost this country. Dr. Kwame Nadonko has been responding to that too.
Exactly. So, I mean, Kojo Poku's reaction, actually the questions he raised was on the back of the controversy over whether the plant should be renamed or otherwise. And so he raised the question on why it should not be called the Ameri. He says that per their checks, the plant is supposed to cost some $390 million. But the NDC at the time procured it at some $510 million, an extra $160 million. Now, he says that the extra $160 million was actually, in his words, a giveaway to Ameri, who he says did not play any important role in the procurement of the plant. But Dr. Kwame Nadonko says that even when the NPP government came into power, they did their renegotiation and arrived at a price of $810 million, and so at the time and even now, the $510 million is the best bargain for this country.
Those taking that position are either ignorant or mischievous. First of all, if you're going to buy a car on high purchase compared to if you are going to pay cash, do you pay the same price? You don't. To further buttress that, if you are going to those who purchase properties, houses, if you are buying a house and paying cash down outright, I took a mortgage. And by the time you finish servicing the mortgage, it will at least be double the price if you had paid cash down.
So
that is what we call finance cost.
Okay.
Somebody's come to build a plant. Mm. You did not contribute a single cedi to it. And that the person who operated the plant for 5 years, after which it will transfer the plant to you for free. So there will be interest on the cost of the plant. There will be finance cost. And there could even be compound interest. And so you don't expect to pay the same amount that you have paid if you had cash to pay for the plant at the time. It shows a total lack of appreciation of business principles.
So if Ghana were to go to the market at the time with physical cash...
Assuming we had the money
to go to the market to procure this plant... It would have come at a lesser cost.
Yes.
At the $290 million.
No, I'm not... Absolutely...
Not that exact figure.
No, absolutely $290 is a figment of somebody's imagination.
I want to bring in now the executive director of the Institute for Energy Securities, and that joins us right now, Nana Mwesi. Thanks for your time here on Top Story. How much of a difference would it make to the reliability of power supply in the Middle and Northern Belts now that we have the Mary Power Plant now fully functional in the Ashanti region?
Good evening to you, Evans, and to your listeners. Yes, we all know that most of the power plants that we have today, particularly the thermal power plant, can be found within the southern corridor of the country, in Takoradi and in Tema. Meanwhile, power has to be moved or shielded all the way from the southern belt through the middle to the northern sector. If you look at the long distance that this power to travel in terms of transmission before it gets distributed. Along the way, you will have key parameters of this power dropping, particularly the voltage level. And so if the voltage level drops, it's as good as sometimes not having power or experiencing a blackout. So it became necessary that within the middle belt of the country, we have a plant there just to boost up the voltage level and ensure that we have that reliable power supply that we're looking for. And it's been on the drawing board for quite a long time, over 10 years now. It's been the plan of the Energy Commission to have a plant within the middle belt to support voltage levels. However, we must put on record that if we go and relax and get caught up with some of the challenges that we have in the sector today, then we can have a merry ride or part of a merry ride in Kumasi, but then it will not be delivering any power, probably for lack of fuel or lack of maintenance as we have it today.
Because after this right now, the pipelines will not have to transport gas either from the western region or from, of course, the reverse flow system that we have all the way to Kumasi. Is that the architecture that would make sure that Emery delivers full capacity?
Yes, it's an investment. When you pick it from the western corridor to Kumasi, that pipeline may not only serve power plants but may also serve some industries. You can still have the power plant pipeline laid right, but we may not have gas flowing through that. If we don't ramp up our own gas production, let's say introduce a second affordable plant, along the way, when demand goes up so much, we may have the pipeline all right, but gas may not be flowing. And so it's important that we ensure that we have that consistent flow of natural gas as well through the pipeline. The pipeline alone cannot deliver the gas to the plant, but then liquidity can also, be a contributing factor for that reliable natural gas supply to the plant.
And that is the main issue, is it not? This comes at a time when we know that even for the existing power plants, government is struggling to raise the funds to buy adequate fuel to power it. And Mary will not be an exception. Also because it's the farthest we have when it comes to the plants. That means that the pipelines will have to travel longer and may actually be costlier.
Yes, it may be costlier, but then probably we can also, like I mentioned, make other industries benefit from this pipeline and not be so fixated as to connecting the pipeline from the Western Corridor just to the power plant. And I've also mentioned the liquidity challenge, that yes, the pipeline can be there all right, but if we don't work out the economics right, if we don't work out the management right, we'll still be having a pipeline with no natural gas flowing. One thing that we've also been faced with as a country, we've been so much concentrated on natural gas, forgetting that we need to have backup for this product. And we all know that even the Ameri and other power plants can run on multiple fuels. And so we also must make a room for storage of liquid fuels in case we lose out on the natural gas. Then we can fall on the liquid fuels as a form of cushioning till the natural gas flow is restored.
Thank you very much. That's Nana Mwesi there, the Executive Director of the Institute for Energy Securities. If you're in Ashanti region and you have something to say to us about the arrest of the ECG regional manager there following the disconnection of the Kumasi Technical University, share your thoughts 0551111997. News Night in a minute.